Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare with healthcare news you can use. On this week's show, what do women need to know about hopping in the pool before, during, and after pregnancy? Plus, respiratory illnesses will start their upswing soon. We'll tell you what experts are saying about the latest COVID variant. And you've heard of types 1 and 2 diabetes, but do you know about type 1.5? We'll tell you why you should. And finally, I bet you're worrying about something right now. Statistics show you really shouldn't. We'll unpack that with an OSF therapist. Fall is creeping up on us, but you might have one last summer boat trip left. If a woman who's looking to conceive or is already expecting is a part of the travel party, listen up. OSF certified nurse midwife Kelly Doherty says hopping in a pool, hot tub, or natural body of water does not impact your ability to conceive. But during pregnancy, there are some precautions to take. Doherty says hot tubs are a no.
While they do feel really nice, they raise your body temperature. And when that raises your body temperature, it actually drops your blood pressure and decreases the blood flow and the oxygen that goes to baby.
Also, avoid very cold water. Don't drink the pool or lake water. And listen to your body and know when to cut your session short.
You may need to change the duration of your swims, especially for some of these really avid swimmers. If they're used to swimming long distances, they may not be able to swim as long.
After birth, let your doctor clear you to return to the water. For a vaginal delivery, that's usually 4 to 6 weeks. For a C-section, it's 6 to 8 weeks. You might have heard the phrase razor blade sore throat in the news. Yes, it's a symptom of the latest COVID variant. OSF Emergency Department Dr. Fred Burke says you can manage sore throats at home with Tylenol or ibuprofen, chloraseptic spray, warm tea, and throat lozenges. If you have trouble keeping food or fluids down, feel lightheaded or dizzy, or have trouble breathing, see a healthcare provider right away. If you have questions about this fall's COVID vaccine, talk to your primary care provider. Practice good hygiene, consider masking in crowded spaces, and
if you're going to have any type of gathering, whether it's at home or somewhere else, and you're going to have lots of people, you could also recommend people do a home test to make sure they don't have COVID prior to going to the event.
NSYNC singer Lance Bass is among those who have type 1.5 diabetes. OSF family medicine physician in Danville, Aminat Ogun, explains.
It is a slow progressing form of type 1 diabetes. It is autoimmune like type 1 diabetes, but it's usually seen in adults.
With type 1.5, you might not have symptoms, or you could have fatigue, nausea, or vomiting. Treatment can include a medication like Ozempic, but
eventually, once the autoimmune destruction happens, the patient will need insulin, and so insulin will come into play. I think one good thing is that if you are aware that the patient may have type 1.5, then I would say starting insulin earlier is a little bit better, because maybe that can preserve some of the basal cells in the pancreas can preserve some of that function.
Shoring up your diet and exercise can also help with treatment and prevention of diabetes. Remember when Alfred E. Newman said, "What, me worry?" You might have been onto something. Experts say worrying is human nature, but a lot of what we worry about never happens. OSF psychotherapist Ashley Pratt.
I'll focus on what we have power over. That's one of my favorite ways to manage worry. And that way we can start to incorporate other coping skills through our day-to-day life, whether it's breathing exercise or techniques, using fidgets, talking to friends, listening to podcasts, doing enjoyable hobbies throughout our, week and days and focusing on those things. I think we can learn that we can get through it first and foremost. Like, even if our worries do come true once in a while, we have the ability to cope with it, to, get the relief of having it, be over. And it gives us opportunities to learn about how we handle those situations. And if it does feel unmanageable, reaching out to someone, whether your doctor for medication management, going to therapy, learning different techniques, and just finding something that works.
Other tips include stay off your phone and check in with your loved ones. That's healthcare news you can use for this week. For more, visit osfhealthcare.org. I'm Tim Dittman.